Welcome to VGK Today, presented by BetMGM, where we give you an inside look at the Vegas Golden Knights 2024 Stanley Cup playoff run. I'm Justin Russo with the Golden Knights on Thursday, April 25th, with the VGK back in Las Vegas after their 3-1 victory over the Stars in Game 2, giving them a 2-0 series lead. The Golden Knights expected a Dallas push to start the game, and they got it, as the Stars struck first on the power play on a goal from Jason Robertson. Even though Dallas controlled play early, Vegas was able to get to the intermission even, after Jonathan Marchessault got the VGK on the board.
Eichel charges up the left wing for the Knights, through the left circle, couldn't get a shot off, might have been stick check, maybe just lost it. Suter was defending, as he had options, going right to the net, he gets another pass, 2-on-0, Eichel straight on, backhander, Marchessault, he scores! Eichel drew all the attention right to the top of the crease straight on. Made a tap to his right on the backhand. Marchessault scores, 1-1 tie. 1:51 to go in the first period. Marchessault with goals in both games and now has a 12-game playoff scoring streak.
In the middle frame, the teams traded chances tied at 1. And it was Vegas's stout play at both ends that helped them gain the lead. As a Logan Thompson save allowed Noah Hanifin to score the go-ahead goal.
Hanifin with Pietrangelo starting the breakout to Jack Eichel. Jack tried to dip around Duchene, he lost it. Pietrangelo knocked it off the boards, right to the net. Johnston, he shoots, pad save! Logan Thompson with the left leg. What a great opportunity for Wyatt Johnston. Pietrangelo looked to have done just enough to prevent Johnston from shooting the puck, but at the last moment, as he dashed from his left to his right atop the crease, still got a shot away, and Logan was there with the left pad. Left wing, drop pass for Whitecliff. Spins down the left boards. Left circle on his backhand, put it through the blue ice. Nobody home. Wah was tied up by Lindell in front. Now Carrier out in front for Wah. He couldn't get a shot away. Now it's Hanifin. He shoots. He scores! Noah Hanifin follows up his first career playoff goal. The Knights take a 2-1 lead with 1:07 to go in the second period. The Knights' fourth line fighting and fighting down low. Kolesar to Carrier to Wah to Hanifin. And the Knights have their first lead in Game 2.
With a lead heading into the third period, the onus was then on Vegas to lock things down late, which they did. The Golden Knights allowed just 5 shots to Dallas in the third and gave up 0 on goal in the final 5 minutes and 38 seconds to secure the win.
Fans are headed for the turnstiles. 9 seconds to go. Vegas has the puck in its own zone after the draw. The Stars will not pursue. Final seconds will take off. Pietrangelo leaves the puck behind Logan Thompson, who starts 2-0. The Knights defeat Dallas 3-1, take both games at American Airlines Center to begin the Stanley Cup playoffs and their title defense.
Logan Thompson stopped 20 of 21 Dallas shots to improve to 2-0 in his playoff career. And the Golden Knights now have the power to end the series in Vegas, with the series shifting back to the Fortress on Saturday, with Game 3 set for 7:30 p.m. Stay tuned after the break as we get post-game reaction from Shane Knighty and Dave Gosher, who offer their thoughts on the Game 2 victory for the Golden Knights.
Listen up! Your share at winning over $500,000 in free fuel and products is just a tap away with the Terrible Social House app.
Yes!
With a qualifying purchase at the pump or in-store, you can shop, spin, and win directly on your phone. Win free products that you can redeem instantly in-store, or if you're feeling lucky, you could land on free fuel towards your next fill-up. Shop, spin, and win. Download and play today. Terribles, deliberately different since 1959. Go to terribles.com for more details.
Vegas! On behalf of Nagvi Injury Law, Golden Pipes, Carnell Johnson.
If you've been hurt, Nagvi is the word. Call 702-INJURY.
For Han Nagvi with Nagvi Injury Law, imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
All right, the Golden Knights, Game 2 of playoffs, up 2-0 now in the Stars, a big 3-1 win. We're going to do something a little different on this short little thing. I'm going to play host, Shane Knighty, and I'll bring in my analyst, Dave Gosher. So, Dave, we're going to reverse roles. You know, you look at this game, the Golden Knights coming. What could they do? Not easy to win in this building against a team that won the Western Conference in the Dallas Stars, but come out with a solid performance here tonight and pick up a victory to head home up 2-0.
Yeah, let me break this down for you here, Shane. This is how it went. This is very strange. Well, I just think their ability, Shane, to handle some adversity in this game and in the series, right? You know, they give up the goal, the Robertson goal in the first period tonight. They come right back. Jonathan Marchessault scores, you know, a minute 22 later. And then that second period, it's a bit of a slog for both teams. But then the Golden Knights, they've got some chances. Ottinger made a couple of great saves. Then at the other end, Thompson's terrific with some stops on Wyatt Johnston. And they, you know, they just kind of stayed with it. Didn't allow much. What did we say? 10 shots after the first period they allowed over the final 40 minutes. Hanifin gets the go-ahead goal late in the second. And they didn't really allow much in the third, right? It kind of reminded me a little bit, and I don't know how you felt, after Dallas got up to 4-3 in game one the other night, it wasn't, I think they had 5 shots after that, but nothing felt very dangerous. And same thing tonight. It's amazing. We joked about it. Like, they put all these guys together for the first time in game one. They had never Hurdle and Stone and Trangelo's back. They'd never played together. And they've gelled enough, right, to take a 2-0 lead over the top seed in the West.
Well, and they looked after, yeah, look after game one. You know, the complaint was, can they generate more offensively? They're able to throw up 26 shots in this game, so I think they're able to do that. But for me, when I look at it, and you can tell me your thoughts.
I'm the analyst.
Yeah, you're the analyst. Sorry. Defensively, it seems there's a buy-in, right? And that starts with puck decisions, puck management. We've heard Bruce Cassidy talk about it all year, but it's 4 lines, it's 6D. You know, Logan's making the saves when he needs to, but there's a real buy-in to the defensive structure that Bruce Cassidy preaches.
Yeah, and, you know, we joke a lot during the season. At times, I think the Golden Knights can be like, what do we say, a stubborn team?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they don't get pucks deep. They make one too many passes at the offensive blue line. They mismanage pucks. It's not unique to them. Most teams, I think, would battle with those sorts of issues. But and I think maybe part of it is you've got so many guys on this team that know what it takes to win, right? I mean, there's only a handful, and you wouldn't have to use all your fingers, that didn't go through this with them last year. And you wonder, you know, we watched this team through the regular season. They had peaks, they had valleys, they had everything in the middle. I know Alex Petrangelo said the other day, but now this is, and you could speak to this better than anybody, this is what it's all about. This is the fun. So, yeah, you know, blocking shots. We saw Chandler Stephenson get, you know, smoked in the corner tonight to make a play to try to get the puck out of the zone. And their ability, for the most part, you used kind of the term composure with the puck. There's a couple of dicey moments in the third period when they turned it over tonight. I think, you know, that's going to happen. But they're buying defensively. This is a Dallas team that was third in the league in offense this year. They scored 3 goals in the first game, one of which, you know, Logan Thompson would certainly like to have back. They scored a power play goal tonight, and that was it. So, and I didn't feel like the Golden Knights were really, especially after the first period, they were kind of in control of this game, and it worked out that they were able to grab a huge lead in the series.
Well, some good points brought up there by Dave and Shane on the defensive side of things for the Golden Knights in game two. And that was the talk from a lot of the guys, as well as the head coach after the game. They talked about the composure they had, a bit more aggression in their defense this time around, and how they were able to shut down Dallas late. So here's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, along with Keegan Kolesar and Noah Hanifin, with their thoughts on the defensive performance from the Golden Knights.
Well, we used everybody. 4 lines, they got to play the right way. 6D, there's an understanding what it takes to win in this league. Now we've been through it this time of year, so you can't get loose, you can't relax, you got to stay on your toes, try to attack. I think that's the one thing we did better than the other, and I think we still wanted to generate some offense. You know, we got on the power play more because of what they, you know, they threw a puck over the glass, but boy, we had a good look to extend it to 3-1. I liked our puck possession. We didn't force anything. They had a couple of big blocks, give them credit, but we moved it around well, just didn't finish. So even that part of our game, we weren't. In the past, sometimes we've been chasing it back the other way, and so we never got comfortable, I guess, right? I think early on we were a little bit, you know, typical. You win the first one on the road and feeling good about yourself, and all of a sudden they're punching you in the mouth a little bit. Well, then you better get going. So we did respond well to that.
Experience, you know what? You build up all this, you know, confidence and experience throughout the regular season for moments like this, and you know, the coaching staff believes in us and they give us a game plan, and we as players have to go out there and execute, and that's what you've seen tonight.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, that's the way you got to play, especially on the road. you know, in a loud environment like that. I thought the way we played in the third period was perfect, and you know, we didn't sit back too much. We were still trying to create some offense and make plays, and that's the best way to defend. So I thought it was a great, you know, full 60 minutes for us.
Well, now as they head back to Vegas, what's going to be the key? You know, we know the atmosphere to play in front of that, but is there going to need to be some controlled emotion? And how about Logan Thompson for not playing in playoffs before? Where should his confidence level be now?
Should be sky high, right? You know, he's somebody that had never been through this before. And, you know, we kind of talked about this during the show. His ability and the team's ability to hang in there in the third period. Not even hang in there. I mean, they closed that game out after the 4-3 goal. I would think his confidence would be sky high. You know, he's had his – look, we know he's had some issues this year where he's played well and he hasn't played great. But right now, he's been excellent for them, you know, for the most part in this series.
Well, certainly every reason for Logan Thompson's confidence to be sky high after a couple of wins to start this series. And after the game, Keegan Kolesar offered some praise for his goaltender before Logan himself gave his thoughts on how he's feeling and what he's seeing from the team in front of him.
Amazing. You know what? Some of it also doesn't surprise me because we see it on a daily basis in practice as players. We have, you know, two great goaltenders that are coached by an unbelievable man himself. So it's awesome to see that, you know, all the hard work they're putting in is paying off.
I just think, you know, the veteran group we have, you know, obviously losing Hager was unfortunate, but we can just plug, you know, Marty back in there. And I think just shows, you know, we know how to win. We've done it all year. We did it last year, and that's just the experience of our group coming through. And, yeah, just shutting them down and keeping them to the outside and making my life a lot easier.
Logan, two wins. How would you describe your first taste of playoff hockey?
First game was a little too close for my liking, but today I settled in there and felt good. So it's fun, but it's definitely not over, and just got to regroup and refocus and get ready for game three.
When all these blocks are happening in front of you, they didn't get a shot for like the last 6 minutes. Like, what is it like to sit there and think like, wow, look how great they're playing in front of me?
Yeah, I think I'm used to it by now. It's been 2 years now with this group. So I think, you know, my first year was a little hectic, but now I completely trust my forward group and my D group in front of me. So I'm really comfortable, and you know the team's clicking when they're, you know, getting in front of every puck and when we battle for each other.
So now you go back home where it's the best atmosphere in the league, as we know, and you're going to wonder what's the response from Dallas. You got to think about it, Shane. I don't always think regular – like we learned this last year. Regular season, I don't really think it matters much. But because Dallas won all three games last year, Vegas won all three this year, but now they've carried it over and won the first two. But it's a Stars team that did a lot of good things in the regular season. I've got to believe they're gonna be able to circle the wagons here. I mean, they, you know, the question is going to be, I was thinking about this when the Stars fans were filed. We're sitting in an empty building right now. Is there going to be another game in this building? That's a fair question right now. But from the Golden Knights standpoint, I think, yeah, can they control their emotions? I mean, we know what that atmosphere is going to be like on Saturday night. And but for them, it seems like, especially tonight, very businesslike, right? Just like most of us have been here before. This is how we go about our business in the playoffs, and it's paid off through the first two games.
Certainly businesslike so far this postseason for the Golden Knights, but you have to know that they are excited to get back in front of the home fans at T-Mobile Arena on Saturday for Game 3. After the game, Keegan Kolesar, Jack Eichel, and Noah Hanifin all spoke about getting back to Vegas for the next game.
It's awesome. I mean, we did our job on the road. Now, you know, we have home ice advantage on them. You know, they're looking at it as, you know, not backs against the wall, but, you know, the pressure's on them. We got to go home, you know, bring the same effort that we have in the last two games and see where the chips fall.
What excites you most about taking it home?
The fan base. It's the best. You saw it, you know, voted the hardest place to play in the league.
I mean, you got to expect their best, right? They're going to throw everything they have at us. You know, like I mentioned earlier, they're a great hockey team, and I expect another tight game. I'm sure it'll be an awesome atmosphere. We obviously really enjoy playing in front of our fans at T-Mobile, and I think everyone in the room is excited to get back there and you know, play in our home barn.
Yeah, we're in a good spot, but you know, there's still a lot of hockey left to be played, and you know, we're happy to get back into our building and you know, have that momentum on our side, and yeah, we're excited, man. It's going to be a huge, huge game for us coming up here, game three, and just going to keep doing what we're doing, chipping away at and playing our game.
The last one, how important, and we talk about the depth of this team, and, you know, Dallas might see some lineup changes for them, not because of injury, just because of trying to spark something for the Golden Knights, plugging in Martinez tonight, who I thought played well and speaks to the experience.
Yeah, I mean, we joked about it coming on the air on TV. Like, he's played 126 playoff games, and, you know, different sorts of reasons. He's the odd man out here at times late in the regular season. Didn't play game one. Nick Hague gets hurt. They used 8 defensemen last year in the playoffs. So they're already in the 7 now, 2 games into the playoffs this year. But that sort of experience, you can't buy that. You know, he's got 3 cups. Petrangelo's got 2 cups. Barbashev's got a couple of cups now. Dallas has one guy, right? Tyler Seguin from the Bruins back 13 years ago. What do I know? I think that's vital at this time of the year because, you know, these guys have been through it. So, look, they've been waiting. Waiting's the wrong way. But we've been waiting all year to get back to this point, right? They had to go through the grind of a regular season. Now here they are again. And so far it's been great through 2 games for them.
Yeah, they've been great, and they look to carry that over to home ice, and yeah, they were great today. And actually, Dave, not bad. I'll give you a solid C+ on that. I know you were a C- student, so that's a little above the grade. Anyways, thanks for joining me. Go Knights, go!
Wow, a harsh grading rubric there from Shane Knighty. A C+ for Dave Gosher. I do guess though that if anyone has the rubric on NHL and Golden Knights analysis, it would be Shane Knighty. So might just have to live with that C+, but just know that on my side of things, Dave, I'm giving you a solid B. That was some really good analysis there after the Game 2 win for the Vegas Golden Knights. And one more tidbit to share with you from the post-game press conferences among the players and the head coach, talking about the last point that those guys brought up in the experience of this team. Bruce Cassidy spoke a bit after the game on the expectations that he had for the team coming into Game 2 and how they're using their experience from last year to help them in this first round series.
Today's another story, and here's how it's probably going to play out early on. So are we going to be up to the task and get through it? And that's what happened, right? It's very normal. It's predictable. When a team loses at home game one, sometimes you're not in your playoff mode yet, but you will be the next game typically, and they were early. So we did talk about that. There's no reason to settle, and that's just it. That's it. That's all. And I don't think it's any words of wisdom, to be perfectly honest with you. It's, let's work our way to be in the better team. Let's be better than we were game one. You know they're going to be. They were. So were we. I think our guys are really matured through the run last year. I wasn't here the year before, so I can't speak to what happened previous runs. But I just like what's said on the bench. I like our professional approach. When you address some of these things with them, they're receptive to it. And if there's something different, we'll talk about it. But in general, seems to be a good relationship of the game plan and wanting to execute it and still letting them play.
Everything flowing nicely between the head coach and his players, with the Golden Knights up 2-0 in this first round series against the Dallas Stars. After the break, we'll take a look around the NHL and catch up with the other first round playoff series.
Jack Daniels has always made whiskey, and if they have it their way, they always will. But there's one thing Jack can't make more of: moments. Those are on us to create. You see, hockey fans, we only get one shot at this thing called life. So let's make sure we're making the most of every moment, whether it's showing up for our team or sipping a glass of Jack while cheering at the radio. Don't let a single moment go to waste. Make it count. Jack Daniels.
Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Copyright 2022 Jack Daniels. All rights reserved.
Hello, I am Kerry Buchholz, President and CEO for your Vegas Golden Knights. I am a proud board member of the Nevada Donor Network Foundation. With over 600 Nevadans waiting for a life-saving organ transplant, we can all do our part to bring hope to those waiting. I am partnering with Nevada Donor Network to raise awareness about registering to be a hero. I am a registered organ, eye, and tissue donor, and proud Nevadan. Are you? Join us at wearenevadans.org.
Elsewhere across the NHL on Wednesday night, we had a game from each conference. Out east, the first round series between the Boston Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs shifted to Toronto, with the series even 1-1. The teams remained scoreless until after the midway point, when Matthew Knies got the Leafs on the board, though Trent Frederick would soon tie things heading into the final period. Boston then controlled the final frame as Brad Marchand scored two of the three Bruins goals to help Boston to a win and a 2-1 series lead. While Game 2 between Vegas and Dallas featured 108 hits, the physicality was even more intense in Toronto, with the hit counter settling at 68-65 in favor of the Leafs, showing that there is certainly no love lost between those two clubs. From the Pacific Division bracket, we had Game 2 between the Kings and the Oilers. Edmonton took Game 1 7-4, but LA responded in Game 2 with a 5-4 overtime victory. Andrei Kopitar ended things just 2 minutes and 7 seconds into the extra frame after being sprung on a perfect tip at center ice by Quinton Byfield, and now the Kings will return to Southern California with a win in their pocket. We mentioned yesterday that Carter Verhaeghe's overtime winner on Tuesday for the Panthers was the fifth of his career, which puts him tied for third all-time despite having just 14 overtime games played in the postseason. For Kopitar, it is his third career playoff overtime goal, which puts him a bit further down the list, but it is his seventh overtime playoff point, putting him in a tie for eighth all-time. As my curiosity then got the best of me, well, I had to check in on the VGK and that metric as well. And no surprise, but it's the captain Mark Stone who has the most overtime playoff points in team history with 4, 1 goal, and 3 assists. Vegas has not needed OT so far in this series, of course, against Dallas. But remember back to last year's Western Conference Final, first two games went past regulation with Vegas winning both at T-Mobile Arena. So something to keep in the back pocket, just in case the VGK require extra hockey at some point in this first round. I think that's enough statistical rabbit holes for the day, so moving on, let's touch on what is on deck for Thursday's schedule in the NHL playoffs. Just two games on the docket, both from the Eastern Conference. First up, it's Game 3 between the Panthers and the Lightning from Tampa, as the Bolts look to avoid a 3-0 series deficit. Then, the Islanders head home looking to avoid that same hole as they seek their first win of the series against the Hurricanes, after they let a 3-goal lead slip from their fingers in Game 2, allowing the Hurricanes to roar back in the final moments and take the win. As we wrap things up, I want to remind you that when the Golden Knights win, you win as well. Enjoy 31% off menu-priced pizzas at Pizza Hut the day after each win using code VGKWINS on PizzaHut.com. And if you are listening to this episode the day after Game 2 between the Stars and the Golden Knights, well, no better time to get 31% off at Pizza Hut. Thanks, as always, for tuning into VGK today. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform, as we'll be back every day throughout the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs with new episodes. Stay tuned for tomorrow as VGK insider Gary Lawless joins our show. Justin Russo signing off for VGK Today, presented by BetMGM.